Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Zach Eulin on the 1-2 Counts on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. On today's program, we're talking with Natalie Silbaugh, director of the Mid-Prairie Drama Department's production of The Three Fairy Godmothers on stage this weekend.
The story starts out with a focus on these three fairy godmothers that are old ladies, and they've lost their power to have their wands, their magic wands. And in order to get their magic wands back, they are supposed to make this really evil princess turn nice because she needs to get married by midnight on the night that they are to go find her and turn her nice. So basically there's princess who's mean. They got to try to turn her nice so that they can get her married and then they can hopefully get their wands back. So that's the whole goal of the whole show, and you'll have to come see to see if that ends up happening or not.
And when it comes to the main characters, what are the characters' names and the students that will be playing them?
There's Hortense, who's played by Elizabeth Meter, Hepzibah, played by Emily Marner, and then Hoplandria, played by Tara Richardson. And then our mean princess is Dulcie, played by Liv Caskey. And we have her father, King, who's played by Kelby Gingrich. And then there is the Prince Royal, played by Gavin Frost.
This was initially supposed to be performed about 6 months ago. Can you tell us about what the process has been like behind the scenes to get this show together?
We were in full swing right before spring break, and the kids were completely memorized with all of their lines. And then when COVID hit, we just tried to stay in touch through Zoom, and then eventually it came to the point where we realized we were going to have to delay the show. And that was a really hard decision to make as a director because I know the kids had worked so hard and we're so ready for it, but that just made the show even more exciting coming into the school year, another reason to look forward to being back into the classroom and back into the building. And, you know, some changes had to happen with characters. Some recasting had to happen with people who graduated and things like that, but we had some great underclassmen step up, and it's just been really rewarding to finally be able to put through with all of this.
What is the rehearsal schedule like to get a show ready for performance at Halloween time? And with COVID again, as you mentioned, what precautions have you guys taken as far as rehearsals and will the audience be taking during performances?
We actually decided to make our rehearsals half an hour shorter than normal. And all of the kids are required to wear face coverings the whole entire time. We haven't even practiced with makeup yet because we want to make sure that everybody's staying as safe as possible. And typically we would have practices during tech week here until like 9 or 10 at night and have meals together. This year we aren't doing that. This year we are just counting on the kids to be prepared, and we are done at like 5 o'clock every night. And for the audiences, we are requiring everybody to wear masks. But we are also offering a live stream for the Saturday performance, and it's $10 per screen. So you know, you can bunch a whole family around a screen and enjoy the show for $10 at home if you want to avoid being in around a crowd.
What is the schedule for performances this weekend and the information people need to know if they're coming in person or doing the Zoom meeting?
The show is tomorrow night, so Friday night and Saturday night at 7 o'clock. And that's mask required for all performances. And then on Sunday at 2 o'clock. And if you want to get tickets, you can contact me, Natalie Silva, at Mid-Prairie High School, or you can contact Lisa Helmuth at lhelmuth@mphawks.org, and she will get you the information you need, and you can pay for tickets when you come at the door, or you can reserve them ahead of time. It's up to you. And for the live stream, we'll just need an email address, and it'll be through Zoom that we will provide that service.
What do you envision as this comes together, your feelings will be, and what do you think once the curtain raises?
It will be a big sigh, and I'll probably be holding back tears because these kids are doing so amazing, and it's just such a good feeling to offer the show to the kids and to let them show their hard work and everything they've been working for so long, and pride when I watch them perform because I'm just honored to be able to direct such an awesome group of kids.
That was Natalie Silbaugh, director of the Mid-Prairie Drama Department's production of The Three Fairy Godmothers, going on stage this weekend. You can find out more information about the show at mphawks.org. You can hear In Touch with Southeast Iowa during all three KCII hour-long news magazines at 7, noon, and 5, and find them archived on our website at kciiradio.com under podcasts. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News.